For today's edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I'm joined by Willis Miller. We'll discuss the Kelowna-based nonprofit Water for Life, and we'll talk about a new book based on that nonprofit's work in Haiti.
Really, I get the credit for starting it, but it really was another man, a friend of mine, that I never knew hardly went with me to Haiti. And when he seen what I was doing, I had just went down to drill some wells, you know, for there's another organization that had a well machine down there. So I went down to use that machine to drill some wells and had no idea that I'd ever want to start an organization. But when this man went, Ken Grimm, he lived about 50 miles south of me here, and I didn't even know the man at all. But he went with me down, and when he went down there and seen what I was doing, the Almighty Lord is what all this come about. And he got home and he couldn't sleep that night, thinking that he's got all this money and they don't have nothing down there. And he stopped in and he sold all his equipment. He was a big farmer, and he sold all his machinery. And when I come back from Haiti, why, here he come to my door and said that he wants to buy a well machine and drill a well for them people there. And that's kind of the beginning of Water for Life.
Well, let's look at your book and your involvement with drilling wells in Haiti. You were down there before Water for Life started. What got you down there?
I had a good well drilling business here in Iowa. Miller the Driller had my three boys working for me. And then I got a heart attack at 50 years old, and I thought I was dying, and I prayed to the God that if he saves my life, why, I'll do more for him. And sure enough, he saved my life, and then I went down to Florida kind of to recuperate. I'm a golfer, and I golfed for about a month and to get my strength back. Then when I come back, that's when Ken Grimm was down there. That's really the beginning of Water for Life then.
Now let's look at your book, Willis. Was this just recently released?
Yes.
How long did it take you to write that book?
Well, I started about 10 years ago. And I give it to a lady up in North Liberty. And she wanted to write a book. And anyhow, then she started it. And it didn't do nothing for 10 years. And then here about a year ago, my children went up to her and got all her stuff and went and give it to another lady, and that's how that book come out.
Was it interviews that you did with that initial lady and she kind of transcribed that, or was it notes that you had taken and you gave to her to put together?
Well, more or less that I give her notes and she put it together.
Does it let people know, you know, what the conditions are like in Haiti and what they have to go through day to day?
That's right. That's what's in the book.
How important is water down there, and why isn't there access to it?
Well, if you have water and then you can grow livestock, you can't have cattle and stuff without any water. You know that. And you can't raise any crops without water either. And that's just what they had. They didn't have nothing. Now we got six big wells that pump like 1,000 gallons a minute, and they irrigate thousands of acres. And we just drilled, we drilled 1,000 wells. Last week was our number 1,000 wells that we drilled with a hand pump on it. And each one of them hand pumps gives water to about 350 people and about 10 head of livestock. So you can add that all up, and that just changed their whole way of living. When they had clean water to drink, the children didn't get diarrhea. I had mothers just hand me their child and walk off. They said, we don't want them. We can't handle them. They're sick, and we don't have any money. And all they needed was clean water.
That was part one of my conversation with Willis Miller about Water for Life and a new book based on that nonprofit's work in Haiti. Tune in tomorrow for part two. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.